I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, Davina and this $80 million home that is not going nowhere.
Oh, my God. Is probably still sitting there with that old weird man.
That weird, crazed axe murderer. Oh, my God.
Who is clearly running a sex cult in the basement.
In the basement of this ginormous compound. There are hidden women in every crevice who are trying to get help. Oh my God, that guy is so creepy. And that house
so
is terrible.
Weird. That house is awful.
It's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen some big, you know, giant homes on this. This is not one of the big lavish ones. This is big and odious and terrible.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So she's still trying to sell this damn house. Now she's trying to work with Christine.
Uh-huh.
Because Christine could sell anything.
Yeah. And knows the billionaires.
And knows the billionaires. She has that Rolodex that Davina don't have. And so Davina, who... Let me just talk about Davina for a second.
Oh, God.
First of all, have you looked on her Instagram?
Yeah, I was just going to say. Okay, you guys. After we watched season two, we watched it all in one day. Like a couple of psychopaths. And then I went to bed and Natasha Instagram messaged me while she was out on the couch. I was like, look at this bitch's Instagram.
From the couch.
She looks like a Kohl's mannequin all the time.
Every picture, her mouth, the way she smiles, her mouth open. Like,
yes.
What is that?
This is how you know Christine's not her friend. That's how you know Christine is not her friend. How Christine looks that good and she looks so wretched.
Wretched.
Oh, God.
Terrible. She's just a weirdo. She just seems like out of place. Yeah. You can tell she's like, she's definitely the out of place one in the office. And then she's like in LA. So she's like wearing the dresses and wearing the heels. Yeah. But it just doesn't fit. It just seems out of whack.
She just needs to either move to New York or, like, be completely New York style and just, like, wear black all the time.
And own that, out there. Yeah. She's trying to fit into this L.A. mold, and it's not working.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, just the way she kind of just, like, is a little puppy dog behind Christine and justifies Justine's bullshit is just
Christine.
Fucking weird. Christine. You said Sorry.
But you know what? That's a bad bitch. So
that's a bad bitch, girl. That's not a bad one to be confused with. She a bitch, but she a bad bitch, too.
Yep.
Oh, God. So, yeah, Christine, she hosts her Burgers and Botox event, which is just so L.A., just one of those L.A.
Wild, yeah. And everyone was so excited. Male, female, everybody was just so pumped.
So hype. But yeah, then Christine, I mean, just Davina brings Christine to meet this psycho murderer dude to offer her services. She shows up in this pink magenta pantsuit.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah.
Pantsuits is really, this is the look.
Oh, yeah. Because she looks like a dictator. Like she looks like Kim Jong-un or something.
Oh, my God. From like planet, like.
Yeah.
I don't know, like Disney Maleficent.
Yes.
Like,
Maleficent.
Maleficent.
Maleficent. Maleficent.
Maleficent.
Yeah, Maleficent.
That. So, like a planet full of women that look like that.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So, yeah, I love this scene. This is where my invite to the cookout actually went to Christine.
Oh, boy. Okay.
because I just love how she owned that dude.
Yeah, yeah, she did. She did a great job with him.
She did a great job. So he's this crazy, like, head of a sex ring who has this $80 million house that he thinks is just, like, the greatest house ever and doesn't understand why it can't get sold and yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And when he got rude with her, she came back with the quickness, like, this house is $80 million, but it also has no view and it's sitting near the highway. So I'm going to need to justify this price tag to anybody I'm going to come in here.
Right. Lovely. And you can tell I smell like $1 billion, my nigga. So try me if you want to.
So try me. I just love that scene because he's so, and Davina is so, like, always towering around him.
Yeah, yeah.
And Christine just came in like a bad bitch, like, you want me to sell this house or not? Because this shit's sitting by the highway. It's loud as fuck. I'm raising my voice right now so you can hear me. And you trying to give me attitude when I have the billionaires that might buy this shit, okay?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, love it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
I love it.
So yeah, Christine, being a shady bitch as she is, she brought her husband or fiance at the time in to come and see the house behind Davina's back. Didn't tell Davina nothing. Doing her own showings and meetings and being shady. So Davina ends up looking like an idiot in front of fucking Hannibal Lecter here because this guy creeps me out.
He is. He's so weird. He's so weird, guys.
But yeah, she ends up looking like an idiot in front of him because her friend, quote unquote, Christine, basically left her hanging out to dry. Didn't tell her that she was doing showings. And so Davina looked like an idiot in front of the dude. And of course, when she tries to confront Christine, Christine doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, she's like, no, I'm trying to sell this house. Just like, what's the problem, bitch?
What's the problem?
Yeah.
But I don't know why. Still, after that, Davina still rides for Christine.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because nobody else is really going to fuck with her like that.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. She'd be like really dolo. Because Maya is in Miami all the time because she has a whole ass family and just does this show for the chick. Yeah. And then Heather is off with that man who nobody cares about, who she thinks everybody cares about. And then the other ones don't fuck with her like that.
Just don't fuck with her. She just sticks with Christine. Christine keeps her around because it's like a little assistant toady yeah, person
little cheerleader,
to have.
A little
exactly. God. But yeah, finally Jason or Brett, what are their names?
Girl, I don't know. Jason and
Jason.
I don't know. I call them both Jason.
Jason, exactly. I remember you said that. You're like, they're the same person.
It's the
call
same.
Him Jason. I don't remember the other one's name ever.
Yeah.
So Jason finally tells her, like, this house is not selling. It's time to hang it up. This is a waste of time, money, resources, and time. Again, why are we doing this? Like, enough is enough with this whole thing. This whole pipe dream you had, it ain't happening. Enough.
Yeah, no.
And then with Davina, which is so annoying, she always, in the confessional, never to Jason, but always in the confessional, brings up the fact that she has her brokerage license.
Yes.
And, like, threatens to leave.
Yeah.
In the confessional, talking to herself and the producer.
Yeah, right. Never to Jason 1 or Jason 2. Just to herself.
Just to herself.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So now Mary is getting fertility testing.
Mm-hmm.
Because she married an infant.
Yeah, she married a 24-year-old, 25-year-old?
Baby, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And... Oof. I just couldn't imagine at her age, she has raised a son, a grown son.
A grown one.
Who we didn't know. We didn't even know that until last season when he like walked her down the aisle. Yeah. Remember? And it was like Mary's son. And we're like, what? Yes. What the fuck? And he's like 25.
Yes.
So confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I couldn't imagine raising a full ass son and then starting over again.
Yeah, again.
A baby. And she's, how old is Mary?
She's going to be 40.
About to be 40, like starting this process. It'd be one thing if this was her first.
Right,
but she's raised the whole entire nigga before.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, that's a lot. And then she got pregnant with the twins, and then she lost them. I remember she was telling the story. She, like, lost one quickly and then lost the other one after, which is really sad.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So she's already been through, like, fertility trauma, you know?
Yeah.
And then to go through, like, trying to have a baby again with somebody who doesn't want to have a baby right now, BT dubs. Okay, he wants to wait another, like, 5 years. Jeez. This bitch is about to be 50 years old.
With a toddler on her knee. It's like, the fuck? Oh, my God.
She loves her some him.
She loves her some him.
Romaine.
I mean, you marry a young guy, and he still wants kids. I guess this is what comes with it.
Yeah. Yep.
Couldn't have been me, because that sounds terrible.
Start like
all
a lot.
Over again?
Sounds
oh,
like
God.
A lot. Yeah.
It's a lot. That's so much. So now Heather and Amanda are working on a listing together.
Mm-hmm.
Heather's already starting off being a bitch.
Yeah, just mean. Just like already just so negative about Amanda and her time. And Amanda is also, she's another one with another skill set, right?
She's
used to stage houses.
Yes.
So she's going to help Heather out.
Yes, she's adding value. Don't act like she ain't shit. That's basically how she was trying to paint her.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't appreciate. But also shout out to Manza because she won the custody battle. So hopefully she'll start showing up on time. And like that stress has maybe, you know, calmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.